Normally, if you walk into a room with a panel of judges, you're chest high in legal troubles. But on a recent Wednesday in Charlotte, five judges weren't there to hear arguments or render verdicts. They were there to make their case to some 90 Charlotteans over lunch.
Hello, if everyone could take their seats and turn off their cell phones so we don't hear when the saints come marching in.
Welcome to the awkward world of judges stumping for votes and money. Supreme Court Justice Robin Hudson goes first because she needs both right away.
I am the only incumbent judge in the state that has a statewide primary. A second opponent threw in and filed against me on the last day of the filing period. And we have got to scramble to get the word out to people by telling all your friends, tell your neighbors, tell any organizations you're members of, tell your church.
Telling folks to spread the word is key in these stump speeches, as is being memorable. Some tell jokes.
Our court decided 1,746 decisions last year.
That's Mark Davis. He's running for re-election to the State Court of Appeals.
So as I tell my kids, it's like writing three term papers every week. And my kids turn to me and say, Dad, what's a term paper? Apparently they don't.
For Judge Lucy Inman, her name alone could be her secret weapon.
You can look for Lucy on the ballot. I'm the only Lucy there in November.
She, too, is running for the State Court of Appeals. But all judges face a challenge when voters finally go to the polls. Judicial races are considered nonpartisan, which puts them well down the ballot. This means people often turn in their ballot before marking their choice for judges. Sam Ervin is running for State Supreme Court.
The number of people who vote in judicial races is lower than the number of people that vote in other races. Some of the reason for that is that voters look at these races and think, who are these people?
Which leads us to another problem for judicial candidates. The easiest way for politicians to get votes is to promise something. I'll vote for a bill, or vote against it, or repeal it. I'll protect the little guy, create jobs, or make the state more business friendly. For judges, well, here's Robin Hudson.
I can't talk about what I'm going to do. I'm actually prohibited specifically by the Code of Judicial Conduct from promising to rule a certain way on a case. That's one thing we cannot do.
It's hard for these candidates to define their candidacy beyond pointing to their years of experience and their pledge to be fair, impartial, honest. It's far easier for groups to attack their character or question prior rulings that may be taken out of context. This is a tactic used by groups on both sides of the political aisle, through 501c3s and c4s, political action committees, and super PACs. The need to defend against these ads means judicial candidates have to raise money for their own ads and counter ads. And it's a lot of money.
You know, the consultants are saying I need to raise between $1.2 and $2 million in order to be competitive, which just sounds outrageous.
Sherry Beasley is a state Supreme Court justice. She's running for re-election, and she's not happy that campaigning has to be a full-time job.
We want judges who are focusing on doing their jobs and not focusing on being politicians.
Beasley says she's on the road 4 to 5 days a week. When not in court, she's reading briefs and writing opinions in the early mornings or late at night because her regular business hours are filled up with one fundraising call after another.
And the one thing that's abundantly clear when I make these phone calls is that people don't want justice for sale. They want judges who are going to be fair and impartial, and they don't want money in the equation to affect the outcome in cases that are really important in North Carolina.
This is necessary in part because the state did away with public financing for judges last year, and because of the abundance of outside groups with deep pockets and sometimes secret donor lists. Now, every dime these judges need to get elected or reelected must be raised directly. It's a process that is awkward at best. At worst, Justice Beasley worries it will influence how the public perceives the highest court in the state.
Any system we have that can only be successful based on how much money one raises and not based on one's qualifications or experience, I think once the people of North Carolina understand that that's the system that judges operate under, they really are quite offended.
Still, this is what it takes to be an elected judge in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.